are now listening to A-Rod Music.
For one of y'all in the grave, I'm playing with money y'all niggas save. The pain I'ma cause is something y'all couldn't phase. Couple niggas shot, just one of y'all niggas brave. Rushing them to the ER, rushing me to the stage. It's the soul take three, nothing we need to say. Leave the handguns at home, fuck them, just bring the case. For the homies in the county with nothing is eating trays. Since I started eating, my motto was eat away. Top five is always followed by DOA. But I was on top when I bottled the Kia, yay. Then I went straight from the block to the VMAs. The way the hands move on the clock, you'll be amazed. You just feel a burn, nigga, you don't see the blaze. Take a good look in my eyes, you see the haze. Right, left, life or death, either ways. Same tough guys that cry when they see you laid. Never show your hand, they dying to see your spades. I'm married to the game, you dying to get engaged. You only gangster when the lions is in a cage. Life's worth nothing, the goons had it appraised. I might do the raid from a room with the beige. Bad bitch with me, doobie with the shades. If you ain't self-employed, then truly, you a slave.
Truly, to your ways, brain on your winter coat. Niggas burning bridges, then expecting you to send a boat. If I'm coming at your neck, think a bullet in the throat. Never gonna forget you niggas, got them written in my notes. I'ma send the goons, a snitch gon' send the folks. They gon' kill you just cause, don't make me send a loaf. New blue hunters, spinning C notes. Fresh pair of Tims, vintage peacoats. I'ma stand up, nigga, never been a joke. Riding since pedal bikes with reflectors in the spokes. I slept up from behind, put the game in the yoke. You apply a little pressure and them rookies finna choke. Niggas looking washed up as something in a soap. Looking like Adrian Bronner in a rope. My shoes are two racks, I should be in the slopes. Might come through in the bubble, same way they send a poke. Parading down Fifth Ave like I'm in a float. That new 850 push button like remote. Controller's hard to have, especially when you broke. They sleep because they eating, but you hungry and you woke. Shorty mouth wet, but her strength is in a stroke. Greatest of all time, so her name has been a GOAT. She say you got the people waiting for it, then it's dope. The game is fucked up, but if you back, then it's hope. Nigga.
The league is yours, DJ World Premier, the boy wonder. Peace, King.
Yo, what it do, Premier? Peace, 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 peace. Week two is in the books, yo. Week two is in the books, man. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about week two.
I know you niggas are sick. I know you niggas. I just want to open this up saying, I know you niggas are sick, and I love parody. I love parody. Week two, the highlight of my fucking fantasy football league this season has been our league. And I'm going to start with the shit that hurts the most. It's Sunday. It's like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Back from PA. And
that's right. That's right.
I'm catching up on all the Jones. And I'm about to shoot my man, the mayor, a text. Like, I got a text, son.
I'm
looking at the scoreboard. I'm like, is son seeing this shit? Like, is he seeing this shit? Like, I'm seeing this shit. And he texts me right when I was picking up my phone to text him. He texts me and he said, niggas want to have career games against me 2 weeks in a row. And then he sent me the screenshot. And you know what that screenshot is. So the mayor is going up against NWO for life. My man, Jimmy. Shout out, Jimmy. Jimmy's coming for the belt this year, y'all. Last year, he took a couple losses, and I feel like he gave up. I did not want to offer him a slot in the league this year.
Right.
Because I felt like he gave up, but in the bottom standings, he was better than the field. Rashard, Jawan, Darius, like he was better than most of the people. So I offered him a spot. Jimmy whooped me in week one. Week two, let me just tell you the roster.
I mean, we're talking about those three that you talked about that like barely participated last year. So we're trying to like up our shit this year, but I hear what you're saying. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, Darius didn't barely participate. He was in it. He took a couple bad L's. I feel like he gave up too. But the year before that, it was me versus him in the chip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let me just give you an inkling of what Jimmy's roster is looking like. Anthony Richardson, nothing major. Nothing major.
Man.
Three interceptions, a touchdown, 204 yards.
I mean, we're talking about a rookie quarterback who had a banging week one.
He's not a rookie.
Well, okay. Yeah, second. Yes. Well, no. First and foremost, he got hurt last year in like week three and he sat out the rest of the year. So that was his rookie year. So, okay, I guess this would be, I guess, his full rookie season if he were to stay healthy. So
he's a black quarterback. I don't expect anything less than three interceptions a week.
And we're talking about somebody who drafted three black quarterbacks?
I'm not happy about that either. A lot of black quarterbacks.
I'm gonna fuck with you all season about this shit, but go ahead.
A lot of black quarterback slurs are happening in my home on Sundays, Thursdays, and Mondays, alright?
Yeah, facts, yeah. Let's go.
Black quarterbacks be getting to work in my house. Pause.
Yeah.
So Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor, 15 points. Pretty good effort. He's got Jameson Williams for Detroit, 14 points.
Wait a minute. Who is he backing up?
Jameson Williamson?
Amon-Ra
St. Brown. He's the second receiver on the team.
Oh, Jameson Williams. Okay. Yeah. Poncel, first of all, I thought you were talking about the crab stealer, but never mind. No. We're talking about somebody completely different. Never mind.
Jameson Williams, he's got McBride at tight end. I think he's like the third best tight end in the league this year. He's got Ramondre Stevenson. And then he's got Dallas's kicker. I'm going to talk shit about these kickers, bro. But Dallas's kicker put up 17 points. So he got 17 from Ramondre Stevenson, a running back from New England. 18 from McBride, 17 from Dallas kicker, 14 from Jameson Williams. He got 28 points from
almost 30 points from Malik Nabers, who's like our best fucking offensive weapon on my Giants team right now. Because dummy Daniel Dimes over here can't throw a fucking pass for shit. But go ahead.
He got 127 yards and a touchdown and 10 catches.
Yeah, Malik Nabers did. That's the only offensive weapon I have on my Giants, bro. Like, Saquon is gone. He went to Philly.
Definitely should have kept Saquon.
We definitely should have kept Saquon and not give dummy Dimes, 80 to 100 mil? No, he's a stupid quarterback. I'm sorry.
Pay your white quarterbacks, ladies and gentlemen. Pay your white quarterbacks.
Pay your white quarterbacks.
the kick in the ass here is Alvin Kamara, aka Captain Kamerica. He put up 44 points against the fucking Cowboys.
The fucking Cowboys.
everybody knows I'm a Saints fan. Been a Saints fan my whole life. I don't watch football if the Saints don't play football. This game was fucking crazy because just last week, Dak got paid. They beat the Browns, and you know, hopes were high in Dallas.
Very high. Jerry Jones was just like, yeah, get it done. I gave you the bag. You won week one. You beat Cleveland. It's Cleveland, bro. It's Cleveland. Jerry Jones.
Time, the contract for Dak ain't terrible. You kind of had to pay, son.
Yeah.
Because who else is out there? Daniel Dimes? Like, who else is out there, bro? This is going through in Tennessee.
I mean, you hear that, you know, Tua got his head cracked again. They're talking about bringing Ryan Tannehill. He could have easily went to Dallas. But Dallas is doing what now? They're going to stick with Dak. Miami. Oh, my God. God.
Yo, did you just bring up Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, because he could be going back to Miami. He's out of a job. I'm not being disrespectful. Ryan Tannehill could be going to Miami because Miami's looking for a quarterback. Why? Because Tua doesn't know how to slide like a fucking shortstop over here. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Tua was playing hero ball, but number two, I might talk some shit about black quarterbacks, but don't say that Ryan Tannehill can do with the Cowboys what Dak Prescott couldn't. Don't be that disrespectful. Ryan Tannehill had a decent stint with Miami. He had a even better stint with Tennessee.
Yeah.
And he had Derrick Henry. And he had Mike Vrabel as a coach. And he had some pretty good defense, and that division was pretty buns. And he had Derrick Henry. Shit, you look like a great quarterback when Derrick Henry rushing for 1,800 yards, 1,500 yards every season. You look like a great quarterback. You hitting that hoe off. But back to the league.
So,
Alvin Kamara went crazy, 44 points. Final score is 164-92. Once again, Jimmy has the highest points for the week.
For the second straight week in a row.
Yeah, I wasn't pleased when he did it to me. Jimmy did a great job in the draft. And I'm going to keep it a buck. The Mayor's team had an off week because he got Patty Mahomes. He got Derrick Henry. He got Najee Harris. He got Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Ooh, who broke out for a 97-yard touchdown?
23 points. He did a great job. Brandon Ayuk's going to show up every other week, kind of like Gabe Davis. Travis Kelce had 1.6 points. Very unlike Travis Kelce.
Hold on. Because when I made that mistake 2 years in a row, when you have the biracial angel, he's not gonna throw for what you think he's gonna fucking throw because he's already having problems as it is with coming to receivers. Marquise Brown is pretty much out for the fucking year, right? And now, what are you talking about? Like, Kadarius Toney's out.
Jacob's out.
Like, but oh my God. How is Kansas City gonna fucking do this shit? And now that Pacheco's out, of course, you know, the whole Kareem Hunt situation was talking about, and of course, I picked that nigga up on waivers, so I'm gonna see what this is gonna happen, because I don't have a third running back other than Aaron Jones and, you know, fucking, oh my God, I got Aaron Jones and fucking, I mean, get out of here. No, I don't.
On to the next matchup. Let's talk about Tony. Catch these Kyle Shanahan's versus Buwop.
I got him next week. So yeah, let's talk about it.
The Chirac Wapners.
Buwop, what up?
Final score 138-126. Catch these Shanahan's has the upper hand. Now, Kyler Murray had a perfect game on Sunday. I don't think that's going to happen too often, but he had a perfect game. So 28 points for Kyler Murray. Bijan Robinson, 16 points. Williams from the Rams, 15 points. Nico Collins, 27.5. Nico Collins, crazy. I think the best thing for his career was Stephon Diggs coming to his team. Because everybody's paying attention to Stephon Diggs. He's getting the number one coverage on defense. And Nico Williams just going out there and doing whatever the fuck he wants. 8 receptions, 135 yards, and a tutty.
I mean, he needs my quarterback to do that, so whatever. But yeah, you're welcome.
Another biracial angel.
CJ Stroud is not a biracial angel, is he? What the fuck is that?
Yo, I just put a white daddy on that nigga.
Like, wait a minute, what?
I just put a white daddy on that nigga and didn't even blink, boy. I tell you what, right? He should have never gave you niggas podcast mics.
Facts.
Cooper Kupp, who's also going to be out, got 7 outfits. Pacheco put up 16 before he went out. Pittsburgh defense, 12 points, and Bates, 10 points. Now, Tony had some heat on the bench, and that's important. We got to talk about this. His bench had Godwin and DJ Metcalf, which gave him an additional 50 points. If he puts in Godwin and he puts in...
Man, listen.
That's 50 more points, but he still won by 12 points. But yeah. WAP, I'm gonna have to start texting niggas. And I just gotta be equal. I gotta text everybody now because WAP left money on the bench. He had statistically the best tight end in the NFL right now, Bowers for the Las Vegas Raiders. He didn't start him. He started Evan Engram, who didn't play.
Right.
So he got a donut. But Bowers got 18 points on his bench. If he plays Bowers, he wins.
Yeah.
But he got some heat, too. Smoking Joe, 17 points. Breece Hall, 24 points.
Breece Hall with 24. What the fuck? Yeah. And pretty much that's how the Jets got their first win this year. Yeah. They just were balling this week, for sure.
He got Gibbs in London and Samuel Sr., Debo Samuel, who's also going to be out, all 18 points. He got John Connor, with 19 points. And then he's got the Chargers kicker. But he's got Chris Olave on the bench. And then he's got a bunch of dubs. He's got Watson. He's got Addison. He needs to get rid of those folks, and he needs to go hit the waiver wire because they put up donuts sitting on the bench. But if he puts Bowers in, then he wins this week. So I told Dan this week is going to turn around for him because he's going up against WAP.
Oof.
He's going up against WAP this week, so I told him he's going to turn around. I went up against Doko.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Use podcast. I went up against Doko. I just want y'all to know it looked a lot closer than it actually was.
Right.
Sunday evening before the Texans played, I was probably down 10 points.
Yeah. I mean,
still had Mixon going. I had Saquon going on Monday. I had Jalen Hurts going on Monday.
Yeah, Saquon who dropped the fucking pass.
So is that a big deal, bro?
Probably not.
Are you just hurt?
No, I'm not hurt. I'm glad that Saquon is in Philly. Like, fuck that shit, yo. I mean, obviously, you see what my fucking Giants are doing. We fucking suck. In week one, we broke out, like, the fucking, like, the past uniforms from, like, back in the day and shit. And we fucking lost. We lost week two to fucking Washington. And the way that Washington won was we scored touchdowns. And they kicked field goals, and Washington still beat us. So, okay, cool. Whatever.
I want you to know the only reason why we allow this conversation about the Giants on the pod is because you're a host.
Bro, my Giants are trash. I don't give a fuck.
If you're not a host here, we leave that dead body where the fuck it is.
You want to see a dead body?
I mean, pretty much. Fuck it. My Giants gonna be dead bodies all year long. We're gonna be like, I mean, look at what the fuck they did in Carolina. They fucking benched fucking Bryce Young.
I love that.
I love it too because, you know, they're starting Andy Dalton. And the only reason why Bryce Young isn't excelling how he should is because of the fucking owner of the fucking team who keeps switching head coaches, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators. That's what's going on. That's what's going on in Carolina.
I know what's going on in Carolina. I think you're making the problem too complicated. The problem is, just like the problem in Chicago.
Yeah.
There's no offensive line. No,
but you drafted Caleb Williams with a passionate heartbeat, but go ahead.
Well, I got Caleb Williams because he was cheap, but there was no.
Okay.
There's no offensive line.
Yeah.
So if your quarterback is scrambling for his life and he's a rookie or he's a second year quarterback who doesn't really know his asshole from his elbow, you're going to have problems there. Like, there's going to be developmental problems there. I don't even think that all these young quarterbacks should be starting out the gate, but of course.
Oh, really? Oh, CJ Stroud didn't have that problem last year, and look what he's doing now this year.
He's got an O-line. He's got a running game. And he's got good weapons. He's got weapons over there. He's made some of those guys weapons.
Yeah.
He's got weapons over there. He's got Bell. He's got Joe Mixon. He's got another
one. He's one of those lucky rookie quarterbacks that landed in a good spot to where, like, yeah, he can do something with that.
Yeah, because the Panthers didn't think they should draft him. They thought that the other young bull, Bryce Young, was going to be better. They thought he had higher upside.
Oh, my God. Imagine if CJ Stroud was like the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. Oh, my God.
He'd be on his back.
Yeah.
He'd be on his back like a toot.
Yeah. CJ Stroud is fucking good because, like you said, he's got an O-line. He's got wide receivers. He's got a running back. He's got everything he fucking needs on offense. Whereas Bryce Young doesn't have shit. Bryce Young has an owner who doesn't know shit about football, who just said, hey, fuck it. I want to buy a football team. Fuck it. I don't care. And then he's hiring a bunch of people who don't know shit. And that's why Bryce Young is sitting on the fucking bench because they kept switching so many offensive and defensive coordinators and switching things up for him to the point where it's just like you're keeping him, making him learn different fucking playbooks. How is he supposed to learn? That's why he sucks. It's not his fault. It's the fucking owners. It's the fucking owner of the fucking Carolina Panthers. That's why the Panthers suck. That's why when you fucking saw the Panthers game, nobody was in the fucking stadiums, man. Don't fucking get me on a goddamn fucking Cowboys rant, and I'm doing it to the fucking Carolina Panthers. Y'all niggas are trash because your fucking owner is a fucking billionaire who doesn't know shit about football. He just decided, hey, I'm gonna buy a football team. I don't know shit about football, and I'm just gonna fuck Carolina up. That's your owner of the Carolina Panthers. Ladies and gentlemen, get the fuck out of here. You heard it here first.
Fuck all the people who it's their job to be in charge of this stuff. You going to blame it at the top of the house. So fuck the GM who put this bag of talent together. And the head coach that took the job knowing what was going on. Fuck, none of them are able to be blamed. They're all immune for blame, and it all goes to the owner.
Yep.
Damn, that's crazy.
But anyway, you know what? Yo, it is crazy. It is fucking crazy. It's like, you know, this fucking owner, it's just like, let me buy a football team and I don't know shit about football, like I just said. And look at what you're doing to the Carolina Panthers. You're fucking destroying them. When the Carolina Panthers first came in the league with the Jacksonville Jaguars had fucking Mark Brunell and the fucking Carolina Panthers had their quarterback, I mean, it's just like, yo, they were a fucking playoff team first or second year or some shit like that. I mean, it's just like, now look at Carolina. And now look at Jacksonville. Jacksonville in week two named their fucking stadium after Trevor fucking Lawrence. Like, are you fucking serious?
Well, they're poor and they're not going to be in that stadium long. Or they're going to upgrade.
What the fuck? But anyway, let's just talk about our goddamn league. This is stupid.
So let's talk about being patient. So after week one, and I watched the Cardinals game in playback. After week one, I watched the Cardinals game. Well, I'm talking about week one Cardinals game. Why my son Marvin Harrison Jr. ain't get like a bunch of targets? Like, why he ain't putting up good points? So I gotta watch the game.
Yeah.
And when he gets to the line, his defender is giving him a pretty good cushion. About five to 10 yards of cushion. And that's because Marvin Harrison Jr. is no speedster. He's not going to burn you on a route. He's got to get going. He doesn't have a lot of acceleration. Like, he's got to get full stride. So they're giving him cushion so that he can't get to that full stride.
Cool. Right.
But I'm looking at it, and it looks like after week one, now this is why I preach patience. After week one, it looked like he was not a good fit for the Cardinals and their playing style.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, maybe the Bills defense is just really tough. Maybe they really like that. Got to give this guy another week. So I gave him another shot. I gave him another start, even though I didn't want to. Like, I really did want to start, son.
Yeah.
I started him 4 receptions, 2 touchdowns, 130 yards.
God damn.
He did that in, I think, the first, second quarter against the Rams, and some was on the bench for the rest of the game. Like, they pulled starters. They pulled starters. They was just chilling.
Right.
They had second string niggas out there getting to it. 41-10 up on the Rams. So I love to see it. Marvin Harrison did a great job. He looked great.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray had a great game. We said he had a perfect.
Yo, because of Marvin Harrison Jr., he has a fucking wide receiver now. Come on. Kyler Murray has a reason to fucking exist because he has a fucking receiver. Hold on. Let me cook. Just why Daniel Jones is still my fucking goddamn quarterback, because they drafted Malik fucking Neighbors instead of drafting a fucking quarterback.
Why are we back to the Giants, bro? Please.
It's the same fucking shit. Okay.
No, it's not.
It is. No. It is the same fucking shit, because the only reason why Kyler Murray is doing the fucking thing what he's doing, because the Cardinals said, hey, let's draft a wide receiver for him because we need a weapon for him. It's the same thing with the fucking Giants. Let's get Daniel Jones a fucking weapon with Malik Neighbors, who is fucking balling, but Daniel Jones still fucking sucks. Which, and Klein, Kyler Murray is doing the damn thing. Him and Marvin Harrison Jr. are doing the damn,
Ban podcast mics. Ban podcast microphones.
God, I swear, Daniel Jones, you fucking suck. I swear to God, you're a fucking pussy. You heard it first. You heard it here first on the World's Dangerous Most Motherfucking Podcast. Daniel Jones, you fucking suck. I don't give a flying fucking shit that you have Malik Neighbors. You fucking suck. You threw three fucking picks in the fucking preseason. You're a fucking pussy. Fuck that shit. You heard it first from a true New York fucking fan. Daniel Jones is a fucking pussy. Fuck that shit. I don't fucking care. I'm fucking tired.
I never want to talk about the Giants on this podcast.
I swear to God, I don't either. I don't fucking either, y'all. Fucking hate them. Fucking Giants. I swear to fucking God, yo.
Like I said earlier, banned.
You want to sit here and pay fucking Daniel Jones all this fucking money?
No! Shut up!
When we could have fucking had Saquon, but whatever. Whatever.
Bro, shut up about the fucking Giants. God damn, bro. Let it go.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
Ban podcast mics because King is loud and wrong about Kyler Murray. Bro, hold. Let me finish.
All right.
You loud and wrong about Kyler Murray saying that he looks good now because he's got a receiver. Kyler Murray has been blessed his whole career, and he's always had receivers. Whether it was Larry Fitzgerald, whether it was DeAndre Hopkins on performance enhancing drugs, he had
heat. Yeah.
Hollywood Brown, he had heat. He's always had heat.
He did. No, but he was hurt when he had Hollywood Brown, right?
He's always had weapons. He's always had weapons. He's rarely had a running game. But he's always had weapons, and he's always had a good defense. Kyler Murray has been extremely blessed his entire career. So him having this perfect passer rating being because his team made a decision to draft a wide receiver is false.
Yeah.
He's always had weapons over there.
Yeah.
I like to shit on black quarterbacks too, but not when it's unfair or incorrect. Yeah. Let's be responsible with our platform. Yeah, and podcast mics. Jalen Waddle's probably going to be sitting on the bench for me here shortly because Tua's out because he doesn't produce.
Oh man,
Laporta doesn't really produce. But I know this is just early for him. With Amon-Ra St. Brown being injured, maybe Laporta's targets go up. With Jameson Williams there, and they've got two other receivers that are really good in Detroit. Maybe Laporta gets some more targets.
Man, I mean, honestly, I tell you what, it's like my message to Tua is just like, bro, stop, just. Fucking slide, bro.
Like, he couldn't slide in that moment because as a quarterback, when you slide, you're down right when you hit the dirt on the slide. You don't get forward progress on a slide. He was trying to get the first down. His team is down. I think they were down by three scores when this happened.
Do you want to know what? Because, you know, I've been watching that Netflix series, Receiver. And, excuse me, but Amon-Ra St. Brown said it best. Your best availability is, you know, not getting hurt, like that type of shit. So,
your best
ability
is
availability. So, to a fucking slide. Like,
no. Don't slide. Do exactly what you did, Tua.
What, you want him to get his head cracked? Like, I got Tyreek Hill over here. I need this dude to, like, come on. That's my fucking bread and butter fucking receiver right now, who I drafted with my first fucking pick. Like, I need that nigga to get, like, motherfucking, I don't know, like, 200 yards receiving a game, but that's not gonna happen. But that's just wish. That's just wishful thinking.
He's a football player, bro. Like, what? What are you expecting from Son? He's a football player.
Yeah, well, Tua, I'm gonna need you to slide. Like, God damn it, stop doing that. I mean, Miami is already like looking for quarterbacks. Like, I've been hearing so many names like floating through the air already. Who they want to bring in? But you know,
everybody's hurt. That's what I want to highlight for this season.
Mm-hmm.
This second week, there are a lot of injuries that are going to impact the league. And a lot of these folks are people that got drafted second, third, fourth, like early draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
They out of here.
Yeah. So it happens every year.
It does happen every year, but this year it's a little bit.
Yeah.
Like Puka Nacua's done.
Oof.
Cooper Kupp, done.
Done.
Tua, done. Higgins.
Done.
Out questionable. Brown, doubtful. AJ Brown's doubtful. CJ Lamb, questionable.
Oh my Jefferson, God. Questionable. Wait, whoa. Justin Jefferson played in week one.
But he's questionable for week three.
Ooh.
Debo, doubtful. Evan Ingram, questionable. Addison, questionable.
Oduze or whatever. Yeah. Oduze.
Questionable.
Wow. Chicago's wide receivers. What?
Listen, Ferguson, questionable. Jay Reed, questionable. Hockenstein, tight end, is still out from last year's injury. Pacheco, out. Like, this shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Schultz, questionable. Josh Jacobs, questionable.
Oh my God, we're about to call this episode the questionable report.
No, we're calling this shit Damn Daniel, because boy.
Damn Daniel?
I never want to talk about the Giants again.
I don't either.
This week, it's looking crazy, but there's a lot of good matchups this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going up against Cali, my brother, Sophisticated Savages. I'm not terribly pleased about this week's matchup. I got some good backup running backs to replace Mixon in case Mixon can't go. I got Tyler Algier, who does a damn good job for the Falcons, sharing the load with Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
So I feel good about that. I got Williams from the Broncos. Williams does a great job showing up week in, week out. I know he's going to give me at least 10 points because he's a good receiving back, but he's also their primary back, I believe. Him and TJ McCullough or CJ McCullough, whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
We got everybody's favorite, Kaiser Sose, the evil genius. He's going up against, I'm winning this, y'all know.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, yeah, he basically got lucky on me last week only because I took out fucking Calvin Reed. So Jamal, yeah, you only won because I took that out. And on top of that, because I had Rashid, you know, Shaheed on the bench too. So yeah, you heard it from me first. That's the only reason why you won, because, you know, I took Ridley out thinking that, Jaden Reed was going to do something, and that completely fucked my whole lineup up.
Why would you think?
Hold on a second. I'm not putting in no Green Bay receiver until Jordan Love comes back, period.
Right. So that's my question to you. Why would you start this wide receiver knowing that your quarterback was injured week one?
Well, Cali's quarterback wins it, but yeah.
Well, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers was injured week one. Why would you think it was safe to start any receivers from Green Bay in week two?
Mm-hmm. And that's just because I was going off the fucking projections. And I was wrong this week about the projections. Ladies and gentlemen, projections will sometimes hurt you and it will kill you. And that's what I went with.
Projections beat logic?
Yeah, that's why I lost week two. I went straight off projections. Jaden Reed didn't do shit. He still, Jamal still had, Devontae Smith and what was it? Goedert for Philly on that Monday night game. Of course, I knew I was going to lose that game because Devontae and Dallas Goedert, he had two Philly receivers going that Monday night. So of course I was going to lose that game.
Well, Devontae Smith was going to get all the targets because.
Yeah, exactly. He had like 17 points or some shit. He had like 7 to 10 targets or some shit like that. A buck something and a touchdown. Of course. Yeah, of course.
Because AJ Brown's out, so he got targets.
Exactly. But
yeah, you're right. You left Rashid Shaheed on the bench. That's 20 points in the win.
I left Calvin Ridley, who had another 24. So
I think Calvin Ridley was probably a safer bet. Rashid Shaheed on the Saints is kind of like a big play receiver.
Like a one big play receiver, right?
Well, I'm not going to say one big play.
I mean, that's your squad, bro. You tell me.
I'll tell you. He's got 11 career touchdowns. Yeah. And his career touchdown average is 51 yards.
Mm.
51 yards per reception. So he's a big playmaker. Yeah. But he's got wheels. So really, it's just him on a go route. But on the go route in question, he was double covered. Double coverage on a play action. They had just ran and killed the fucking Cowboys with a bunch of run plays back to back. In that drive, there's a third down. They do a play action. They're so scared of fucking Kamara.
Yeah.
That in a two safety high, both safeties is on Shaheed. He had Olave wide open. And both safeties is on Shaheed, and he fucking, he was open. He wasn't open. Derek Carr threw the nigga open, but Derek Carr scored that hole 60 yards.
I think that's the thing. Like, I don't want to sit here and say that, like, finally New Orleans has a quarterback, but Rashid Shaheed has a quarterback for him to throw to. Especially when it comes, cause Rashid Shaheed is like, again, he's like that deep route, one trick pony. He's fast as fuck. I get it. So it's just like, I got him in my lineup this week, but, I may switch that out, but I don't know. Because, the only thing is because, the Saints are in Philly this weekend, and Philly's secondary, I kind of like that matchup a little bit, I'll just wait and see, because honestly, I want to put Ridley back in the lineup, because not just because of what he did last week, they got Green Bay is coming up. Green Bay secondary. Let's do this. What matchup do I want better? Rashid Shaheed against Philly or, Calvin Ridley against Green Bay's secondary? It's one of those things.
No, that should be easy.
Yeah.
It's Calvin Ridley versus the Packers because the Packers don't have the greatest quarterback. So that means they're going to have a difficult time scoring, which means Tennessee will have the ball more. Will Levis isn't a great quarterback either, but I think he's better than, who's the young bull? The young boy that went to Liberty. He went to school out here.
Malik Willis.
Malik Willis.
It was like a third down play, and like it was supposed to be a passing play. And I was listening to this shit on the radio. And supposedly, like, it was supposed to be, like, a passing play, but Malik Willis had to, like, run the ball. And the coach was just like, yo, why did you run the ball? And Malik Willis was just like, yo, because the fucking center threw up on the ball. So the center threw up on the ball, handed it off to me, to Malik Williams, and he just had to run the ball. Like, it was like on a third down play or some shit like that. I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Your center is throwing up on the football. Okay, this is what we do in the NFL. Fuck it. Like, it reminds you of, like, that Any Given Sunday shit. I mean, that's exactly what happens in the NFL. It's like watching fucking Any Given Sunday. Like, seriously.
Yo, yeah, it's gonna be a good week. My game of the week, of course, is Eagles versus Saints. That's my game of the week. I wanna give big I want y'all to know I talk a lot of shit, but I'm a real fan.
Mm-hmm.
Marshawn Lattimore is coming back. Marshawn Lattimore is coming back for our defense.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Allen already said that, you know, he's hopeful that Marshawn can be available.
Yeah.
And I will let you know that including the playoffs, Marshawn Lattimore has 4 career interceptions versus Philly. That's his most against any other team the Saints have ever played.
Yeah.
And he shuts down Mike Evans every time they fucking play. So if you put Marshawn Lattimore up against Devontae Smith, because A.J. Brown will be out, then this is going to be the Jalen and the Saquon show with the side star of Dallas.
He's looking for a Philly comeback right now. Okay, I got you.
I don't foresee Philly winning the game. We're playing.
No, I'm not talking about Philly winning the game. I'm just talking about the players that you have as far as like fantasy stats go. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm probably not going to start Jalen Hurts on Sunday.
Ooh.
I'm probably not going to start Jalen Hurts on Sunday.
Are you going to go Jaden Daniels? I think you should go Jaden Daniels.
If I start Jalen Hurts, I'm also going to start the Saints defense.
Okay.
That way I can have the best of both worlds.
Oh, you want to break even? That's what you want to do.
No, I'm not going to break even. But if
that's what it sounds like, you got a quarterback, and then you want the same, and then you want the defense against that quarterback. Like what?
Yeah, I want to get my points back because I know we're going to sack him. I know we're going to eat his lunch. I know we're going to get interceptions off of Son.
But
so, I want to hedge my bets. And if he plays great, then my Saints defense is going to go in the negatives and I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to lose points.
Then you're barely going to break even. But, I mean, okay. All right.
The Saints haven't played against a dynamic running back like Saquon in quite a while. We haven't played against a dynamic running back like Saquon in quite a while.
Yeah.
We put pressure.
I mean, you play against Ezekiel Elliott in week 2. He's a fucking bum. Yeah. Ezekiel Elliott, you're a fucking bum. Seriously.
Hey, we've had enough rants from you today, sir.
You're a fucking bum, Ezekiel. For real. You're a fucking bum. Seriously.
All right. So I'm looking forward to the game. I'm looking forward to the matchup. I think that's my game of the week.
Your game is the week, but I got Tony this week. So, you know, I got Kelce's Kyle Shanahan's this week. Of course, we talked about it. You know, he's got Kyler Murray, Bijan Williams, Nico Collins, DJ Metcalf, Kyler Pitts. Really? Like, I had Kyler Pitts last year, and he barely gets fucking targets, but, you know, he's a tight end I guess you want to have, but he's trash. Chris Godwin, He's got Chris Godwin, which was pretty much a steal, wide receiver. Like, I had him on draft day. I had him on my target list, but, you know, he picked him up. He picked up the Steelers defense. He's got Bates as his kicker. I think as far as me facing Tony, I'm going to worry about Kyler Murray, Bijan, Nico Collins, Metcalf, Godwin, you know. Tony's 2-0, I'm 1-1. So if I go 1-2 or if he goes 2-1, let's see, because I'm trying to, like, literally, I've been jumbling back and forth between my quarterbacks. This week, you know, Brock Purdy, BCB, he's got Minnesota. You know, God damn it, man.
No, he's going to take Bijan out of his starting lineup.
I don't know.
He's going to run with Brian Robinson Jr. Because the Falcons are playing the Chiefs.
So
if they get down early, it's going to be a lot of throws. It's not going to be a whole lot of running from Bijan. And really, you know, Kirk Cousins, this is really going to put Kirk Cousins to the test.
Yeah, seriously. $180 million? Yeah, you better show out in Kansas City.
So if he's smart, he puts Brian Robinson Jr. in at running back. Also, he probably wants to, I think that's really the only adjustment that he needs to make. Now, he needs to get some of these scrubs off his team that's hurt.
Like, yeah.
But you don't stand a chance on Sunday. So next time we pod, you'll be 1-2.
Maybe not. But, you know, again, projections are projections, but projections are for a reason. So, yeah.
I don't go with projections. I go with logic.
Yeah. I mean,
I go with logic every time. Because if the Saints were playing the Eagles in Philly, that's a different ball game.
Yeah.
That's a totally different ball game. Saints suck in less than 60 degree weather outdoors. That's a different ball game late September in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put my money on the Saints on the road outside of the dome. Not at this point of the year. Mm-hmm. Not in the northern states. But the standings so far, for the East Division, Jimmy's ranking number one.
Yeah.
I'm number two, tied with, Cali and with Mike. And in the West, we got a two-way tie at number one with Kaiser Sose and Kesty Shanahan's, and then you in third place. And you're in third place, but that's going to be short-lived because you're going to lose this week.
Nah, fuck that shit. I'm going to say it right now on this goddamn World's Most Dangerous Podcast. I ain't losing shit. I don't give a fuck what I'm playing.
So you're going to lose this week.
The mayor's gonna fuck lose. I'm not.
Well, let me cook, bro. God damn.
All right. I got you.
So you're going to lose this week.
I'm just being prideful. I'm sorry. I'm just being prideful.
You're going to lose this week. The mayor's going to win.
God.
And I believe Jamal's going to win too. So that kind of does a little bit of a flip.
Fuck that shit. Like the Dallas Cowboys, nobody stays undefeated. Fuck that shit. All right. Nobody's staying undefeated. I'm going to tell you that right now in our league. I'm going to tell you that right now. Nobody's going undefeated in our league. So if you feel confident thinking that you're going to go undefeated in our league, no, the fuck you're not. The guard's in the building. Let's go. Yay! That's when you're supposed to do that, bro. You're supposed to do like the whole yay thing, but you didn't do it, but okay.
Bang! Hey. Coke boy, baby.
Powerful music. Check. Man.
Boston George. Born across where they close caskets before they open doors. I pray for Mecca, flood my neck up. I hit a roar, let her go see the doctors. How I get my checkup. My tape is turning, pot's burning. I don't hear them niggas talking. Death Squad, Eric Sermon. EPMD, got EPs and D. Crocs and flavors, totems, Mother Nation, shot the Harry, military, nigga mine with the military grind, that's necessary, that's my nigga Chink, icy watching niggas blink, throw the pink in the fire like my nigga Frank, upper echelon doing shit you never on, coke boy to my last breath.
Dodge penmanship, dodge sentences. Couldn't ride, got denied membership. Arnold Benedict, why businesses? 5% of shit. Kick open them doors and bring your niggas in. Gene Citizen, front lawn like 5 dealerships. God fill of shit. Life's a puzzle, wise niggas died, try finish it. Died as a glorious king, most benevolent. Delegate the business with my fellowship. Queens resident, never hesitant, seems evident. DA couldn't build the case without the evidence. Shop work like a sensei, Duke Aprende. Motion picture shit, fuck around and win an Oscar. De La Rente, you gain the world, then it's all yours. We stash money in the floorboards, numbers on the scoreboards. Plenty accolades, more wars. Made it out the slums where your closest niggas clap. No applause, coke boys till beyond. Consigliere movements, young Vito Corleone.